It was standing room only at the Creighton Day Labor Center Friday morning as immigrant workers gathered to hear more about President Obama's actions to ease deportation enforcement for some groups of undocumented residents. But the mood was far from celebratory. Three men, in turn, offered accounts of how they will be affected by the policy changes. For Grame Reyes, the opportunity to now get a temporary green card means he'll be able to travel freely back to Mexico City to visit a teenage daughter he hasn't seen since infancy.
It's been a really long time. It's gone by quickly because we spend so much of our time working. But I left my daughter when she was 2 years old. 14 years later, when I go see her, she won't recognize me. She won't remember the last time she saw me. She won't recognize me as her father, but it's something that I've yearned for and something that I've been wanting to be able to see my daughter after all of these years, and it's something that's very dear to me.
But Reyes said many others should also have shared in the benefits.
He's really happy about this opportunity to have these sort of legal protections here living in the country, but it's also devastating to know that this isn't something that's going to cover everybody, and it's something that isn't a handout. This is something that we've earned, this is something that we deserve, and we are asking for all of our community to be included in this.
Jose Bedoya, a member of the activist North Bay Immigrant Youth Union, agreed, noting that it's hard to rejoice when others close by cannot share in the good news.
The feelings currently are very mixed. Me, myself, a United States citizen with undocumented parents, under this action, my parents will benefit from it. The other side of the story is very sad in the sense that the deferred action individuals, colleagues of mine, whose parents aren't going to qualify, is devastating.
Erica Garcia, who lives in Windsor with her family of four, viewed the president's executive actions with cautious optimism for the immigrant workforce.
Maybe this could be an opportunity for many Latino families who need permissions for work because we are, like he says, working in the shadows as a low salaries and no benefits. And maybe this could be a very good opportunity for them.
Back at the Creighton Day Labor Center, organizer Jesus Guzman added that some of the cautious response to the president's actions is tied to fears that it could be reversed.
Even though the president said that this should be an impetus for Congress to act, there's a lot of fear that a new president coming in will be able to just scrap the entire program. Folks are reminded of Gray Davis having passed the driver's license bill right before he was recalled from office, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger coming in and taking away the driver's licenses. So folks still very much have that memory of once having been given an opportunity and then have that taken away.
There's also distrust, he added, that those who do sign on for the new benefits could find themselves jeopardized in the future.
There's a lot of fear. The announcement is great news for those that will benefit, but the fear being that they'll sign up and then be on a registry to be deported if a new president comes in that decides this isn't the best policy for the country.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.